This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Warning! The root, the root's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, I'm back. Not Memorex, I'm live. It's really me. I'm back from 3 days at Palm Beach, Mar-a-Lago. And I thought he'd be back on Thursday. I'm in a state of exhaustion. The root is exhausted. The root's gonna plots in the bed when the show's over. I'm just gonna keel over and go to sleep. Plots, famous Yiddish word for just falling over, keeling over. The root is just exhausted, and it was a long time getting here. Let me tell you. I'll tell you some highlights of my trip before I get to all the news. So, first of all, I went to Mar-a-Lago because United States Senate candidate and former ambassador for Donald Trump, U.S. ambassador to Iceland, Jeffrey Gunter, had a big event in Mar-a-Lago. And it was a fundraiser, and he wanted me to be the MC of the event. And Lee Zeldin, Congressman Lee Zeldin, former gubernatorial candidate of New York, was there, and Leo Terrell was there, the famous lawyer from Fox News. Laura Loomer was there. And I was the MC of the event. We had a nice crowd. And who walked in the middle of the event? President Donald Trump. He really is amazing. I mean, he really is. If you have a party at Mar-a-Lago and you spend money at Mar-a-Lago, he knows that part of the joy that you will get, the reason you get a buzz from going to Mar-a-Lago, is not only seeing the most beautiful place in the world, certainly the most beautiful home in the United States, his home. But you also get a kick out of him coming to your party. And he really makes an appearance at everyone's party. And our party was halfway done. And all of a sudden, I heard a buzz, and there's Trump walking through the door. Very casual, with golf slacks, golf shirt, and a golf hat. Like a Make America Great golf hat. It's kind of funny. It's his house, and he must have been on the golf course a couple hours before, and he traipses in and says hi to everybody. And so while I was there, Real America's Voice asked me, because that was Wednesday night, but Tuesday night, Real America's Voice asked me to host their coverage of Super Tuesday, the Trump party at Mar-a-Lago for Super Tuesday. So first of all, Dallas is a nightmare. Every time you go through Dallas to get to Florida, it's always 3 hours of delays. No flight ever leaves on time. It's ridiculous. I swear the Dallas airport is the worst managed airport in the world. And so it took 3 hours longer than expected to get to Palm Beach. And at that point, I wasn't able to put on a suit and a tie, take a shower, go to my hotel room, settle in, get freshened up. No, I got in my car and drove straight to Mar-a-Lago, and when I walked in the door, who was there? President Trump to greet me. So I got a beautiful picture with President Trump and spent some time talking to him and to U.S. Ambassador Jeff Gunter. And then the next night, I hosted that party, and then came the nightmare trip of all time trying to get home. I mean, it's like a movie where you can never get home. Stranded in Dallas, you can never leave. If you're stranded in, say, L.A., you could always rent a car and drive to Vegas. Worst case scenario, you could drive 4 hours. I'm not going to drive from Dallas to Las Vegas. That's going to be a two-day trip and like 16 hours of driving. So if you're trapped and there's absolutely no planes going out, you got no way to get to Vegas. So I couldn't get home. So not to get too personal here, I don't want to get too personal about anything, but someone I love very, 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 very much had serious surgery on Thursday, and the reason that person had serious surgery on Thursday is I said, don't get the surgery the week I'm gone, in Palm Beach and Mar-a-Lago. You know, of any time to get it, that's the one week you don't want to get it. And yet that person's doctor said, I'm leaving for a vacation for 2 weeks on Friday. You've got to have the surgery on Thursday. That's when I was away, flying home from Mar-a-Lago. So when someone you love's having major surgery and you're flying home and you're going to greet them the minute they get out of, you know, the minute you land, you'll run to the hospital, race to the hospital, and you're going to greet them. And so I'm trying to get home, and my flight from Palm Beach goes to Dallas. And we're flying to Dallas, and they make an announcement, we're going to have to circle because there's torrential rain in Dallas and wind, and you can't get into the airport at the moment. So we circled for like an hour and a half. And then we were going to be the last plane, the only plane they let go in. He says, we're allowed to go and land. All the other planes have been turned away, and they're diverting to other airports. We're going to get to land. And then he comes on the intercom a minute later and says, no, we're not. They've just decided they're not going to let us land either. We're diverting to Austin. You know, I'm trying to get home to see someone I love in the hospital. And we're diverting to Austin. So we land in Austin. He says, we're going to gas up, you know, refuel, and we'll be on our way right away, turn around right away and get back to Dallas. Well, we sat on the runway for 4.5 hours in Austin. And they said, by law, we have to give you a chance to get off the plane. And half the plane left. They just got off and said they're either going to rent a car and drive wherever they were going, or they live between Dallas and Austin, so it was no big deal to them, and they would just get off the plane there. Or they were going to try and catch another flight in Austin. And one of the people that was at the event at Mar-a-Lago was on the plane, and he came running up to me and asked me if I wanted to leave the plane, and we'd rent a car and drive, you know, to somewhere we need to go. I said, drive? No, I got to fly to Las Vegas. I can't drive to Las Vegas. So anyway, I made the decision to stay on the plane. That was my decision. And I made that decision because the pilot announced, you know, I think we're going to leave any minute for Dallas. So after 4.5 hours, he says, we're going to leave any minute. And an hour and a half later, we left for Dallas. And I'm looking at my cell phone on the plane, and it says your flight was supposed to leave at 6, then it was moved to 7, then it was moved to 8, then it was moved to 9, then it was moved to 10, then it's moved to 11. And so I could make my flight in Dallas, because we're going to land at 10, and my flight's been moved to 11, because the flight attendant said every flight in the whole Dallas was screwed up, nobody can get in, and therefore everybody's flights are late and moved up. You know, move back. So I get to Dallas, and they announce my flight is canceled. After changing from 6 to 7 to 8 to 9 to 10 to 11, it's just canceled. Just like that. And I've got nowhere to go, and it's 11 o'clock at night in Dallas, and I have nowhere to stay, and I have no idea what other flight I could take. So now I'm rushing around the Dallas airport trying to find another flight, because they said there were other flights that were supposed to leave at 6 and 7 and 8 and 9, and they're all leaving at 11, 11:30, and 11:45. They're all booked. And I have to wait in like a two-hour line. I'm in first class, paid for by, you know, the event. First class, and the way they treat you at the airport is it's every man and woman for yourself. Once you get off the plane, first class, last class, I don't care what you're in, everybody waits in the same line. So now you got a two-hour line to find out the next flight out, and it's 11 o'clock at night. And I'm just exhausted. Been flying all day and sitting on a tarmac all day. And they tell me there are no flights out, and you're not going to get out till Sunday. It's Thursday night, and there isn't a flight that isn't completely booked to Vegas. They said it's spring break. And every flight is completely booked to almost every destination in America, but especially Las Vegas. And I'm not going to be able to leave till Sunday, and I don't have my luggage because they've lost my luggage. I have no idea where it is. How am I going to stay in Dallas till Sunday when I've got a Real America's Voice TV show to shoot on Friday, Lindell's show to shoot on Friday, and a speech on Saturday here in Vegas at a big conference, the Replatform conference is in Vegas, convention is in Vegas, and I'm the opening speaker tomorrow morning. So how can I fly back Saturday night or Sunday night, and how am I staying 4 days in Dallas when there are no hotels? So I start phoning around, and there isn't one hotel room in the entire Dallas. Well, I finally got to the Gaylord Hotel. Chris, you know the Gaylord Hotel? That's a really nice hotel. And they said, we'll give you the last room in the whole hotel. There's one left. Last room in the whole hotel. I get the last room in the hotel. When I get there, there's a two-hour line to check in at 1 o'clock in the morning. And I have to leave at 4. So I didn't get to my room till 2:30, and I had to wake up at 4:30 to get to the airport at 5 and get on a standby list to catch a 7 a.m. flight home to Vegas to see if I could make my Real America's Voice show and go pick up someone I love at the hospital and make my Lindell TV show. And I made it on standby. I was the last guy they allowed on. They stuck me in the back between two giant people the size of, they're going to be buried in piano cases. And it was a miserable trip. So I don't get it. America's become a socialist nation. I'm on a first class ticket, but if the weather interrupts your flight, they will not give you any priority. You stand in a two-hour line to find out with everybody else, and if they have the cheapest seat, they're in front of you, 2 hours ahead of you, and they get the seat ahead of you. And then once they assign you a seat, it's not first class anymore. Now you're in steerage with people that are going to be buried in piano cases. I don't know. I don't get it. It was a rough trip, let me tell you. I'm exhausted. I got 2 hours sleep last night, maybe an hour and 45 minutes. And I was just... I'm thankful I got home. I am so thankful I made it home. I've never been happier in my whole life to land in Las Vegas. I almost kissed the ground. I almost cried because I wanted to see my family and my dogs and my wife and my house. I thought I was going to be there on Sunday with no clothes, no luggage, and no hotel. Wow. Wayne Allyn, we'll be back in a second. This is Wayne Allyn Root from MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Hundreds of products are available right now during MyPillow's winter sale, up to 80% off. Plus, get free shipping for a limited time. The all-new MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Dream Sheets, designer My Towels, My Slippers, and so much more. Also, right now, take advantage of special offers on the new MyPillow 2.0, the greatest pillow ever created, and the new My Mattress Topper 2.0. Huge discounts are available at MyPillow.com with promo code WAR for Wayne Allyn Root. You can also receive great offers on Mike Lindell's products at MyStore.com. Also with promo code WAR. At MyStore.com, you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs. Get up to 80% off right now at MyPillow.com and MyStore.com during MyPillow's winter sale. And be sure to use promo code WAR at MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. That's promo code WAR. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Goldgate Capital. What are you waiting for? The world's on fire. America's in decline. Our borders are under invasion. Inflation's still raging. World War III is upon us. That's why everyone's buying gold and silver. The price of gold is nearing an all-time high. And central banks, the smartest minds of the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. Then they bought the most gold in history in the first quarter and the first half of 2023. And now they're on pace to end the year with the all-time record. And who's buying the most gold in the world? China. They understand what's coming. So, what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and only for my fans. If you tell them Wayne Allyn Root sent you, Goldgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. Call Goldgate today. Tell them Moore sent you. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's
That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR.
Every day, our brave military men and women.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Mention that MyPillow is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I'm in a state of exhaustion. The root's gonna kill over. MyPillow, my brain's not working right. MyPillow is the sponsor of this entire show. Mike Lindell, one of the great patriots in all of America. It's a great honor to be on his network. And MyPillow sponsors this show. 27 deeply discounted items are available right now. And MyPillow's clearance sales up to 80% off when you use the promo code WAR for Wayne Allen Root. So go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code WAR and get yourself great deals. All right, so I got one more story to tell you. So first of all, what lessons did I learn from this long trip? Well, first of all, I don't like going midweek. I don't like ever being away from my shows and being away from you guys so many days. Look how close I came to not getting a flight today. If I didn't get up, you know, I have 2 hours sleep at 4 a.m. to make 5 to the airport to get on a 7 o'clock standby and get on. Other than that, I wouldn't have been home today and I wouldn't have been back till Monday. So it could cost you a lot. So it's not good to go do anything, whether it's speeches or MC in the middle of the week. Very tough. Number two, I learned that Trump is beloved. Everywhere I sat, I would bring up something about Trump. Somehow I would bring his name up, and everyone around me loved Donald Trump. Everyone loves President Trump. So, you know, elections may be rigged, but in the real world where I live, real people, everybody loves Trump and wants him to win. Number three lesson is socialism is alive and well with American Airlines. Screw American Airlines. Boy, did they mistreat me. It was terrible. I mean, it was really terrible to wait. They admit it. It's a free-for-all. Every man, a woman for yourself. If there's weather and they let you out in Dallas, then you have to wait in hour lines, 2 hour lines, 3 hour lines. And when you get to the end of the line, they tell you, sorry, there's no flights. There's no way to get out. You're going to be here for days. And oh, by the way, there's no hotels either. That's how they treat their customers, let alone I was in first class, their best customers. That is, you know, just terrible. Customer is supposed to be always right. They treat them like garbage. American Airlines, awful. Dallas Airport, awful. All right, and finally, number three, I got to tell you a story about a liberal woman. And I found out later on she really is liberal. I thought she looked liberal, acted liberal, but she is liberal and votes Democrat, doesn't like Trump. And this shows you everything liberals are about, okay? Versus me, who was a very, always a nice, honorable, honest guy. So I get off the plane, I'm just getting off the plane in Dallas, trying to figure out my flight's been canceled. I don't know where I'm going. And I quickly look up online a flight that's leaving at 12 midnight. And it's like in, you know, C-12, gate C-12. Well, we're like 12 miles away at this giant airport. So this woman comes up to me. The minute I saw her, I knew she was a liberal Democrat. I knew it. And she says, I don't know what to do. What to do? I'm panicking. I don't know what to do. You look like a guy who knows what to do, a take charge guy. So what are you doing? I said, there's still a flight going out at 12 midnight, and I'm going to get there as fast as I can. And she goes, good, I'm sticking with you. Okay? So now I'm helping somebody who probably, she's middle-aged, can't run as fast as me. She's going to hold me back. I'm a nice guy. I don't know how to tell her no. Okay, I'll help you. So she sets out with me to go on this 12-mile Bataan Death March through the Dallas airport that has 50,000 people standing around, all of them looking angry, and all the flight attendants who are behind the desk look like they want to murder every person because they can't take it anymore. Their heads are exploding because everyone is screaming at them or crying, one or the other, that they want to get home and see their families. So everybody's angry, everybody. And I'm trying to help this woman, and I see a guy with a golf cart. You know, the ones who race you through the airport so you don't have to run if you're an old person. Well, this time I grabbed one because I felt bad for the woman, right? So we get on the golf cart, and I say, take us to, you know, gate C-39, which is 12 million miles away. And this woman says to me on the golf cart, this is a quote, you are the nicest man. Oh, my gosh, what you've just done for us. I can't believe what you did for us. And when we get off the cart, I'm going to make sure you are the first one in line. I will wait behind you. And if there's one ticket left, it goes to you. I didn't ask for that. She said that. And because I said to her that someone I love is in the ICU after just having surgery, and I've got to go see them right away, and I got to get back to Las Vegas. And I'm just totally broken up that I didn't make it home in time to see them when they got out of ICU, and now they're in the room alone. And she says to me, I'm going to take care of you when we get off the cart because you're so nice. The cart stops. She walks, races straight to the desk, turns her back to me, and she gets the last standby on a flight and cuts me out and never says another word to me until I see her 2 days later, and she tells me that she hates Donald Trump and she's a liberal Democrat. Because we saw each other at the Vegas airport 2 days later. It's unbelievable how nasty liberals are. She knew I had somebody I loved in the hospital being operated on. And she knew that I did her a favor and got her a ride on a golf cart and got her to the right gate. And she beat me to the gate because I gave the guy a $5 tip. She didn't give him a tip. I stopped to give him a tip. When I turned around, she was at the gate. She didn't hold it for me. She asked them how she could get to Vegas before me. That's liberal Democrats. Nastiest people in the world.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
War now.
USA News Update. Sweden is an official NATO member nation, capping the largest expansion of the Western alliance in decades. The Swedish Prime Minister came to the U.S. this week to deliver the news. He says Sweden is in NATO to stay.
The security situation in our region has not been this serious since the Second World War. Russia will stay a serious threat to the Euro-Atlantic security for the foreseeable future.
The move is welcomed by top U.S. officials who say Russian President Vladimir Putin should take notice. The Pentagon has stated there is no indication of the U.S. concealing the presence of UFOs. On Friday, the Department of Defense published a 63-page report on unidentified anomalous phenomena, asserting that most sightings were due to misidentifications of everyday objects and phenomena. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
To Lee Elsie, did a great job, I understand. I've been, you know, too busy trying to find a flight to get home to actually listened this time, so I didn't hear, but I heard from Chris O'Sullivan, my board op and associate producer, that Lee LC did his usual fantastic job guest hosting on radio and TV for me. So thank you, Lee LC. Great stuff. Let me mention the replatform convention, because thank goodness I found that flight at 7 in the morning. I found that flight this morning by standing on standby and getting there at 5 in the morning. After 2 hours sleep, I did it for all of you, and I got here. Otherwise, I wouldn't have been able to do the, I wouldn't have been able to be the opening speaker for the Replatform Convention tomorrow. Wouldn't have happened. And I wouldn't have done my Real America's Voice TV show today, and I wouldn't have done my Lindell show today. So, and who knows when I would have gotten home. If I didn't get out at 7 this morning, I might not have gotten home for days. So I'm going to be there tomorrow morning, opening the entire convention up at about 9:25 in the morning. It is the Replatform Freedom Economy Convention, March 8th through 10th. Well, you know, it starts tomorrow. It's the largest gathering of parallel economy businesses, consumers, and advertisers at one place at one time. I'm the opening speaker, but you hear from so many top CEOs of major businesses around the country that are in the parallel economy, meaning patriots, conservatives, Christians, Republicans. We're trying to give our money only to the good guys. And so many famous business leaders will be at this event speaking, including the founders of Give, Send, Go. And Replatform is helping Americans like you to pursue happiness and success in the emerging parallel freedom economy. Created by the same team who defeated the vaccine mandates. How do you reach them? You get your tickets now at replatformvegas.com. That's replatformvegas.com. Use the promo code WAR to receive 10% off. Replatformvegas.com. Tomorrow morning at the Horseshoe, Wayne Root opening speaker at 9:25. All right, we've got our guest, retired Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer is with us, president of the Herb London Center for Policy Research and retired Department of Defense Intel operative, author of Operation Dark Heart. Tony Schaefer, how are you, Colonel? What's going on?
Hey, Wayne, I'm doing well. A lot of stuff going on. Good to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, let's talk about the State of the Union speech last night, which, by the way, was, you know, the most dark, divisive, vicious, I want a civil war speech I've ever heard in my entire life. We all know State of the Union is supposed to be, here's my accomplishments, here's why I'm great, let me brag a little bit, let me get lots of standing ovations. No president has ever used it to attack his political opponent like that and to be vicious and demonize Donald Trump. I guess because, what's obvious, Joe Biden has nothing to brag about. He's accomplished nothing good. All he can do is tear down Donald Trump as opposed to brag about what he's accomplished, yeah?
Well, that's the thing. He's very much accomplished the goals of the left, Wayne, but he can't brag about that. I mean, the issue of the infrastructure bill, which is really the new Green Deal retooled for purposes of undermining the U.S. economy. And think about what he said. You're a big guy on investment, economics, and commercial success.
Yes.
He made a plea and a pledge and a promise that the government is the answer to everything, everything from daycare to elder care to give us more money and we'll solve the problems. It was, in my judgment, the most Marxist speech besides being the most vicious speech ever given. And again, I challenge your audience to go back and watch it again. It's painful. I watched it because I had to. It's a painful watch. But if you look at what he's promising, Wayne, he's promising literally everything to anyone who basically wants to believe like he does. And those who don't believe like him, well, you're the enemy, and you're going to be essentially targeted. You're going to have lawfare waged against you like President Trump is seeing right now. They're going to destroy you. So it's basically you take the carrot, or we're going to give you the stick. And if you take the carrot, we'll give you everything. And it was atrocious.
Tony, and we're talking to retired Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. He is the president of the Herb London Center for Policy Research, author of Operation Dark Heart. Tony, it was also the most lies and propaganda that I think any president has ever given. I mean, everyone who watched it, remember, I was trying to fight my way back from Dallas when every flight on the entire airport was shut down and thousands of people were looking for hotel rooms, thousands of people were looking for other flights to get out in the next 4 days because no one could get out of Dallas. And so I was involved in all kinds of stuff that, you know, precluded me from watching the State of the Union. But, of course, I watched all the highlights, you know, when I got home today, when I finally put my feet back on Vegas and I was thanking I was back. Thank God I'm back. But, I did not know that a large portion of the beginning of the speech was about Ukraine. And the American people don't give a crap about Ukraine. They don't want to spend money in Ukraine. He spent a lot of time, I understand, talking about why we need to fund Ukraine. What did you get out of that? What did you hear?
Well, that was his premise. He led with that. First off, I'm sorry, Wayne. Apparently, I'm an enemy of the president because I don't believe Ukraine should be the 51st state of this United States. and that's how he led. And he led because he thought, and maybe there are enough votes to get it through the House. Maybe not. I don't think so. But he believes somehow that's a unifying issue. And boy, I don't think he could have been more wrong because he ignored Taiwan. He barely gave lip service to the Chinese and what they're doing against Taiwan. He said nothing about the disruption of shipping in the Red Sea and the Houthi that he funded. Think about this, Wayne. He funded both sides. He gave the Iranians the money to upend and support the Houthi, and now we're trying to stop him. I mean, literally, he said nothing about that. He came up with a series of marginally interesting but completely ineffective concepts, such as the dock we're going to build to help Hamas. I mean, come on. It was disjointed. It was essentially abusive to anyone who actually loves the United States or the Israelis. And it was something that I think our enemies will take away and see that there's nothing but weakness. And think about this from that perspective as well. Joe Biden said basically half of this nation is his enemy. That only demonstrates weakness to any potential adversaries, the way he went after the conservatives.
No, he declared civil war last night. Again, that's the second time. The last time he had the red background, he looked like the devil, and he had the Marines surrounding him, and he looked like he was, you know, trying to kill us all. That was like a year ago, and now this time. But I was going to say to you, you mentioned something, a key word that I haven't talked to. Yeah, I've been away all week, so I haven't actually been on the air all week to talk about the fact that the United States is sending troops and money to build a port in Gaza to help the Palestinians. We're putting troops on the ground. My question is, Hamas, the four leaders, founders of Hamas, together are worth like $15 billion. Why should we spend money? Why should my and your tax dollars, Tony, go to spending money to build a port and put soldiers on the ground in Gaza when Hamas has $15 billion? Let them spend their money.
Of course. Well, no, this was a virtue signal. If you saw one of the other highlights today, Wayne, is the hot mic moment where basically Biden said on the floor of the State of the Union that he's going to have a come to Jesus meeting with Netanyahu, which is kind of interesting since he's Jewish. Just saying, that's a little of a mix of metaphors there. Just, you know,
Jews to come to Jesus.
Yeah, I know. It's like okay. Okay. We'll go with that. But my point being is that. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say I'm a Jew who took Jesus as my savior, so he was talking about me.
I know, no. I'm just it was just a bizarre kind of play on words.
It was.
But with that said, everything he's doing, Wayne, is to undermine the IDF and the Israelis. There's by the time they're done with the war is when they have the doctrine. This is meant to undermine the IDF and create a political narrative, Wayne, for U.S. consumption. This has nothing to do with Hamas, has nothing to do with the Israelis, has everything to do with two states of the Union, Minnesota and Michigan. That's what this is about. This is about trying to get that most radical element.
Yes.
That's right. He's trying to show something to them to get them off his back and vote for him, and I don't think it's going to work.
Well, that's interesting. You brought something up. We always like having you on because you're a bright guy, brilliant guy, and you brought something up I didn't even think about. I mean, both Michigan and Minnesota have huge Muslim populations, and both states voted a large number of people voted non-committed, which is like what we have in Nevada, none of the above.
That's right.
You know, we voted none of the above against Nikki Haley. Lots of people voted in those two particular states, and they must have been mostly Muslims who were showing their displeasure with Joe Biden siding, at least outwardly, with Israel. Israel. I don't think he is for Israel, but I think he's trying to show he's for Israel outwardly. But of course, now that he's building and spending money and putting troops in Gaza, I don't think he's pro-Israel at all.
No, he's trying to circle the square here when he's trying to kind of play both sides. He cannot win lacking the support of high net worth Jewish donors. It's impossible.
Right.
The Democrat Party depends on it. With that said, there it comes down to the marginal call within those states that he needs, both Michigan being very important, as well as Minnesota. Minnesota less important than Michigan. But I'm telling you right now, watch him closely, Wayne. Most of what he does regarding the conflict with Hamas is all about trying to find a way to benefit he, Joe Biden, the Democrat Party in November. It has nothing to do with helping the Israelis. As a matter of fact, I would argue that the sympathies of most of the folks in his cabinet are actually with Hamas more than the Israelis at this point.
Oh, I agree. And most of his voters, outside of the Jewish donors who support the whole Democrat Party, the foot soldiers who actually vote for Democrats, Jews are a very tiny portion of the electorate, but a large percentage of Muslims are now, almost all Muslims are now Democrat voters. And so that's a key electorate, group in the electorate, demographically electorate for the Democrat Party, for Joe Biden. Retired Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, president of the Herb London Center for Policy Research, and he's the author of Operation Dark Heart. Tony, we always appreciate your brilliant insights. Thank you for coming on.
Thanks, Wayne. Always
good
to be here.
We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root, right here on Lindell TV and USA Audio Network.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, please, what do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com, promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're sick and tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you. You don't have to anymore. You can shop where my wife Cindy and I shop at GreatPatriotStore.com. My number one best-selling Great Patriot Boycott book is filled with real American patriotic companies. My team researched thousands of companies, and one company stood out above all, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household and personal products you're already buying, much higher quality, no toxic chemicals, delivered right to your door at incredible prices. GreatPatriotStore.com is run by conservatives and patriots. 20,000 American families are joining every month, and you should too. And now they've got the beef, pasture-raised with no hormones, antibiotics, or mRNA ever. Exclusively available only to their members. Like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, they'll contact you right away, and boom, you're a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Amio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com. And use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off, toll free, 800-422-8148.
Right now, you can eliminate odors.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem?
Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
All right, way down the roots on fire. Some of you get bored by economics, you know, which is why I talk about so many things other than economics. Some people find it kind of boring, but I'm going to give you a little economics lecture now because you need it. You need to know when your relatives, you're sitting around the table like this weekend, you know, maybe your family comes over on Sundays, like my family used to do every Sunday. You'd have a big dinner, you know, or a big lunch. And there's liberals in your family. They're going to tell you how great the Biden economy is. And I'm telling you, it's horrible. It's absolutely horrible. So, first of all, every month they tell you it's a big surprise. There's 300,000 new jobs every month. And then the following month, 300,000 new jobs, way above estimates. But the last month, they come back and revise it down by 120,000, 150,000. And pretty soon, if they had never revised it because they overguessed, it would not sound impressive. But you get a big headline when it's 300,000 new jobs. There's no headline when they revise it down 150 the next month. But they only revise it down 150 on the same day, at the same time, they announce a new 300,000 jobs. So it's total fraud. February jobs soared by 275,000, smashing estimates. But January is revised sharply lower, and unemployment rate jumps to a two-year high. So first of all, you're exaggerating the jobs, making them up, guessing, and then you come back every month and lower it, and they're going to do this from now through the election. Guaranteed. That's number one. I took a yellow highlight. I highlighted all of this. So first was that revision. And then in the past month, the Biden Department of goal-seeking, and see, that's, you know, get the joke, goal-seeking, they're making up numbers. The Biden Department of making up numbers put out higher and then revised lower the following data. Jobs, jolts, home sales, housing starts and permits, industrial production, PCE and core PCE. I don't even know what that is. But the point is, every one of those, they said, is better than it really is. So there's number one. Number two, I've been telling you for many, many, many months now that all the jobs are part-time jobs and people working four jobs at the same time because they can't make ends meet because of Biden's inflation with one job. So, and by the way, they lie about inflation. Biden told you 50 times in the State of the Union that everything's great, everything's hunky-dory, the economy's great, the inflation is beaten, inflation's horrible, he's lying. I don't even know what country he lives in. He's in a dream world. Inflation is awful. Everything is through the roof. All right? more than that, it's that every single employed person is a part-time worker. And then the biggest one of all is illegals working. Every single job that he claims credit for is a person who's a non-citizen. Now, some of them may be legal immigrants, and most of them, I would guess, are illegal immigrants, but they're all non-citizens and immigrants to the United States. And that's who's gotten all the jobs since the day that Biden took office. And there's been zero job creation for native-born workers, meaning people born in America, since the day Biden took office. And we find in February the number of American-born, native-born workers tumbled again, sliding by a massive $560,000. Add this to the December data, and we get a near-record 2.4 million plunge in native-born workers in just the past 3 months. Altogether now, a record 1.2 million foreign-born workers were added in February. So not only has all job creation for the entire 3+ years of Biden been exclusively foreign-born workers, but there have been no net job gains for people who are born in the United States. There's the real math if you're at the dinner table this weekend and there's a liberal at the table with you. The economy sucks. I want to read you a Babylon Bee, a funny parody story for the Babylon Bee. Here are the top 10 accomplishments Joe Biden covered during his speech. The creation of several brand new words during the speech no one's ever heard of before. The finalization of the Louisiana Purchase. He's negotiating with Napoleon. The Mexico-Egypt border has been totally secure, and there are no problems there whatsoever. Unprecedented financial security for Ukrainian oligarchs. He's imported millions of new voters. He's raised dementia awareness. Record number of military personnel under Biden wearing skirts, except they're men. And he's earned a gold star for going potty in the toilet 3 days in a row. And finally, number 10, Joe Biden just became the first president in history to bring the country to the brink of civil war, revolution, and World War III simultaneously. That's funny because the Babylon Bee picked up what I've been saying for months and months and months on TV and radio, that everywhere I go, people ask me what's going to come first, civil war, revolution, World War III. I think all three at the same time are very likely. Pretty scary stuff. All right, let me mention War Beef as the sponsor of this show. You're going to need survival food if things get as bad as I think they're going to be, and I believe they're getting there now. And this is survival food made from only premium Texas beef. No beef crumbles like other survival food companies. Only ribeye, New York strip, tenderloin, or original steak sirloin. No mRNA jabs ever. Only one ingredient, premium Texas beef. They created a website just for my fans, warbeef.com. Warbeef.com. You get a 15% discount when you use the promo code WAR15 at checkout. That's warbeef.com, promo code WAR15. Have a great weekend. I know I'm going to sleep. I'm done. 2 hours of sleep last night and thousands of miles logged. Stand by on a flight. Good night to everybody. Have yourselves a great night. I'm back on radio, done with TV, and then I'm done for the weekend after that. Bye-bye. Have a great weekend. See you later.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.